I am responsible for my reflection in the world. I am responsible for my reflection in the world. I am responsible for my reflection in the world. I say peace. And I look at the world and I say peace. I look at the world and I think peace. I look at the world and it is peace, because I am peace. Whatever I look at the world reflects back to me who I am. If I am a peaceful person, the world is a peaceful world. And if you look at the majority of the world, it is a peaceful world. There are conflicts here and there, but basically, it's a peaceful world. And basically, people say they want a peaceful world. They want the world to be peaceful. Basically, people all over the universe are saying they want a peaceful world. I am responsible for my reflection in the world. If I look at anything in the world that is not peaceful, and I accept that it is not peaceful, and I claim and name it as not being peaceful, then I am dishonest in my claim that all in the world is peaceful. I am not taking responsibility for my reflection in the world. For my world is good and very good because that is how I view my world. My world is peace and lovingly peace. Can I go around the world? Can I go around the universe and can I say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is... If I were to have that to be my mantra, my affirmation of truth about me and my world, then that would be the picture of me and my world. It'd be the world that is out picturing who and what I am. And all is in divine order. When I say all is in divine order, when I put this cause in motion that all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. There is no other activity in this universe other than divine order, because I have put that cause in motion and I have put that cause in my picture, in my world, from me. We use the statement, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. It began with me. There now is, and it began with me. It is a past tense activity of a present tense experience. It is a now experience. Now there is peace on earth. Now it is in my consciousness 100%. Now the only thing I know about you, about me, about anyone is peace. The only thing that I know about anything in the world is peace. The only thing that I understand anywhere, the only thing that I recognize anywhere is peace. I am totally unable to see anything but peace, or I am only able to see peace everywhere. I see peace everywhere. Peace is what I am. Peace is who I am. Peace is how I am. Peace is the only thing that has any reality in my life. Peace is what I am. Are you peace? Are you wonder? Are you magic? Are you the goodness of the universe? Are you the totality of all the universe? I am responsible for my reflection in the world. We talk about this often. We talk about, I am responsible for my reflection of what is in my world. And there is no other world but my world. There is no world outside of my world. There is no world in which things are happening over which I have no control. I am fully responsible for my reflection in my world. If I were seeing two people who were sort of having a fight and a big, heavy discussion and argument and it might lead to something bad, I immediately go in there and in the quietness of my own self, in the quietness of my own inner being, I say, peace, peace, peace. I say, I am the master of peace, and around me is peace. Everywhere I am is peace. Peace exists all. Peace exists in the reality. There is nothing else but peace in this world. And I cannot say there's nothing else but peace because I only know peace, and so therefore there is only peace in this world. And peace is wonderful. Peace is fantastic. Peace is the most glorious thing I could ever consider. So, now, I'm responsible for my reflection in the world. If I look at the world and I see the world peace, so it is. I see the world peace. I know the world peace. I enjoy the world peace. The world is all that I know and all that I ever want to have in my life. The world is peace. The world is joy. The world is harmony. The world is love. Unconditional love. No conditions to the love that is being expressed. Unconditional love is the most beautiful kind of love any of us could ever experience in our life. Do you want to always shine forth unconditional love in your world? Do you want to do that? I would say you probably do. And if you do, then here's how you go about it. If you do, here is what you say to yourself every moment of your life. I am peace. I am peace. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. There could be no more wonderful order in the universe than divine order. So all is in divine order. I am peace. I am peace. These mantras are so tremendously important. These mantras are so tremendously powerful, and they can be said by you or by anyone and experienced by all, because there is no one who has an edge at it, no one who owns it, no one who possesses it. It is ideal now, wonderful, perfect, and magnificent. How can you and I experience peace in our world right now? How can we be responsible for our reflection in the world? Now, that's the point. The world is our reflection. So what are we thinking? What am I thinking inside of me? What am I thinking inside of my heart, inside of my life? What am I thinking? Am I thinking any limitation? Am I thinking anything other than peace and divine order? When I think only peace and divine order, then I have peace and divine order in my life. I have peace and divine order in all that I am. I have peace and divine order, and I love it. I have peace and divine order. I love it. I have peace and divine order, and I am responsible for my reflection in the world. And my reflection in the world is what's going on inside of me. If inside of me is happiness, peace, harmony, right action, if inside of me is all that is good and beautiful, then that is what my world is. You wonder how some people can enjoy harmony. Some people can enjoy peace. Some people can enjoy abundance. Some people can enjoy healthy bodies. And you say, how do they do that? They're no different than I am. They're flesh and blood. No, they're different than you are. They're thinking thoughts that say they are abundant. They are healthy. They are happy. They're thinking those thoughts regardless of what apparently the rest of the world might be thinking, but they're thinking those thoughts. And because they're thinking their thoughts, in their world, which is the only world that is, in their world exists whatever is the primary thing going on in their mind, in their thought. And so, if they think wealth for themselves, that's all they know. That's all they know. And should a moment come and they doubt and they lose it all, they just go back to thinking wealth again and the money's there. A millionaire never stays an unmillionaire. And an unmillionaire never stays a millionaire. You may win the sweepstakes, but you have no consciousness that you are abundant, that you are wealthy. You are wealthy by you, however the source may be, however the attitude may be, you are wealthy by you. And that wealth is your nature. That wealth is the reflection of the world, because that is what goes on inside of you. What do you want inside of you? What do I want inside of me? What do we want inside of our being, inside of our world? How do we want it to be? We are the voice of wholeness. And as the voice of wholeness, we speak our word. And we know I am responsible for my reflection in the world. And there is only one world. And that is the world that I live in, the world that I am. Join me in this world today, consciously, knowingly, wonderfully, being fully responsible for the reflection that you see, because that's what's inside of you. And that's what's inside of me. And that really is all that matters. Join me in this recognition today, and be the millionaire, be the healthy person, be the fantastic being that you are and I am now, and have that be what our universe reflects back to us. Okay? Enjoy. It is really great. I love you.